check out the Seed Zoo for some incredibly unique plants for your garden. We have some of the most interesting options available next on Western Life Radio. Choose your adventure. With 46 state parks and an impressive list of recreational opportunities.
Yes, bass fishing at Sand Hall State Park.
Visitors might have a hard time choosing what to do each weekend.
Woo! Windsurfing at Deer Creek State Park.
Choose your adventure. Explore Utah and create memories at Utah State Parks. For campground reservations, ideas for your next adventure, or to purchase an annual pass, stop by stateparks.utah.gov. There's nothing quite like the great outdoors, and at Sportsman's Warehouse, we share your passion for hunting, fishing, and camping. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. So whether you're ice fishing, predator hunting, snowshoeing, or winter camping, Sportsman's Warehouse has a terrific selection of all the latest equipment for your outdoor adventure. So when it's cold outside, that's the time to come and see what's hot inside at Sportsman's Warehouse. Sportsman's Warehouse. Take it outside. The Seed Zoo will certainly add some sparkle to your garden this summer. Conrad Richter with Richter's Herbs discusses the program.
About 4 or 5 years ago, we started this little sideline, I guess you could say. We call it Seed Zoo because it emphasizes food plants in particular from all around the world with oftentimes amazing qualities, things that we don't commonly see here in North America. So it was a really exciting new thing for us. It's something that we've had on our website now for those years, and every year we try to add a few more things. The most recent three varieties that we added I thought were neat because they were the result of my own personal travel to Africa last fall. My wife and I went to a part of West Africa where there is a very rich culture, history of using plants for medicine. Of course, it's an agrarian-based society, so everyone, there's a lot of subsistence farming in the area. So there's a great deal of natural intelligence about the plants, and it's just wonderful to go there. And fortunately, my wife speaks the language since she is from that area, so we really get a good, intimate knowledge of how these plants are used for medicine and in particular for the food uses. So last year, we collected a number of things and we brought them back, and they're already up on our Seed Zoo website. They can go to richters.com, richters.com.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.